The tampon tax is a tax on being a woman. Scrap the tampon tax. Tessa Warrington. The menstrual cycle is not usually a topic of choice in the mainstream media. More, it is regarded as an embarrassing secret for women, to hide from the rest of society. However, the topic was forced when Labour MP Paula Sheriff challenged the tampon tax in Parliament. Introduced in the 1970s, the tax declares tampons a luxury item subject to VAT under European Union EU rules. The rate was cut from 17.5% to the EU minimum of 5% in 2000. But campaigns across the world demand the removal of all taxation on sanitary products. Sheriff's proposed amendment to Osborne's finance bill was merely to negotiate with the EU for a reduction in the rate. But even this was defeated by 305 to 287 votes, by a large majority of male MPs. An argument over whether tampons are a luxury item seems ridiculous. They are a necessity, no two ways about it. When things like Jaffa cakes and crocodile meat are taxed less for being essential items, you realize logic has gone out the window. The tampon tax is nothing less than a tax on being a woman. In reality, all that is regressive taxation. It is a flat tax, disguised by being folded into a product's overall price, where a millionaire pays the same rate as a homeless person. Toxic. The toxic cocktail of austerity, increasing childcare costs, and decreasing wages puts sanitary products beyond the reach of some women. It shouldn't be a choice between eating, heating, or wearing a tampon. It doesn't have to be. Public Service Union PCS estimates over £120 billion is avoided and evaded in tax by the super-rich every year. Collecting that money would be a first step towards building a society which can meet the needs of everyone.